Rehina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health's released their bi-weekly Community Respiratory Illness Surveillance Program report for December 8, covering the period November 20 to December 3, 2022, and these are five things you should know about it. Influenza and COVID-19 case counts declining. Generally, COVID-19 and influenza case counts and test positivity have declined this reporting period while RSV has increased. Influenza case counts remain high, decreasing from 699 to 547 lab-confirmed cases with the highest test positivity among respiratory organisms at 25.5%. COVID-19 lab-confirmed cases decreased over the same period, but, similarly remain high, from 453 to 396 cases with test positivity of 6.6%. The majority of respiratory virus hospitalizations continue to be COVID-19, followed by influenza. RSV hospitalizations are fewer in number but have nearly doubled in the current reporting week. RSV activity is increasing. RSV cases have increased from 22 to 67 cases with a test positivity of 3.9%. Rhinovirus, common cold, is the most commonly detected organism in the Sentinel Provider Program. Weekly visits to Saskatchewan emergency departments for respiratory-like illness have decreased from 55.7 to 38.5 per 1,000 visits for the recent week, compared to the previous reporting period. Calls to 811 Healthline for respiratory-like illness have similarly declined, from 150.3 to 133 per 1,000 calls. COVID-19 test positivity is decreasing. COVID-19 test positivity in Saskatchewan has decreased to 6.6%. The highest test positivity, 16.7%, was in the far northwest, Meadow Lake and area. Rehina had the highest viral load in wastewater, but the trajectory is decreasing based on the weekly trend. This decrease occurred in all areas of the province except for the northwest and north central. BA.4 and BA.5 are the most commonly detected variants of concern, with BA.5 dominant, 92% of current reporting period. The BA.5 sublineages BQ.1 and BQ.1.1 are increasing, along with some detection of BF.7. COVID-19 hospitalizations decreased in the most recent reporting period, from 155 admissions per week to 117. ICU admissions remain stable at approximately 12 admissions per week. The majority were 60-plus years old. The proportion of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients decreased slightly to 9.4%. In the November 20 to December 3 reporting period, there have been 41 deaths in COVID-19 cases, one in the 20 to 59 age group, and 40 in the 60 years or older group. Influenza down. Influenza detections decreased to 547 cases this reporting period from 699 cases but remains the respiratory virus with the highest positivity at 25.5%. Test positivity remains highest in the northeast zone, Melfort and area, at 71.7%. Influenza outbreaks in high-risk settings increased from 3 to 13. Influenza hospitalizations decreased in this reporting period. Influenza ICU admissions remain stable. Other respiratory viruses. RSV detections in Saskatchewan have increased this reporting period, from 43 to 67 cases. RSV hospitalizations increased from 11 to 23 in the most recent surveillance period. All RSV hospitalizations, 34, occurred in children aged 0 to 19 years. Other respiratory viruses increased from 98 to 128 lab-confirmed cases in the current reporting period. Outbreaks of other viruses in high-risk settings have decreased, from 2 in previous weeks to none in the most current reporting period. The vaccine situation. With the exception of Rehina, all areas of the province have less than 50% of their population up to date for COVID-19 vaccines and less than half of individuals aged 50 plus have had more than one booster dose, 45%. Of those aged 5 and older, 20% have received their latest booster dose in the last 6 months. Only 16% of individuals aged 12 plus years have received a bivalent booster dose, N equals 168,915 doses. The influenza immunization campaign launched October 11, 2022. To date, less than one quarter of the Saskatchewan population, 22%, have received an influenza vaccine, a 3% increase from the previous reporting period. However, this is a 13% decrease in doses compared to the same time last year.